was the last battle of the Civil War waged? Few can answer that question correctly, and the answer may be disputed, but the battlefield is far from where you might expect. You'll get the answer and the intriguing story next on the American Countryside.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross Soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
The American Civil War was one of the most trying times in the country's history. But if you head to the very southern tip of Texas, you'll find a couple of towns that had to live through two such wars at the same time.
We had two civil wars going on here, the American Civil War and the Mexican conducting the revolution that threw out the French emperor. Well, he was Austrian, but put in power by the European powers trying to collect the debt that Mexico owned the European banks.
Bob Vizzetti is a local historian, and he says that Brownsville, Texas and Matamoros, Mexico suddenly became focal points for the exporting and importing of goods in the war effort.
Of course, you can't have a war without arms and ammunition, and none of it was made locally. All of it had to be brought in. So as a result, the Confederates discovered that they could ship cotton down here and turn it majestically into Mexican cotton, which prevented the U.S. blockaders from preventing the cotton from going out.
In other words, both countries were avoiding blockades by saying their own goods were actually from the other country. Even after Lee surrendered at Appomattox, Southern sympathizers went to battle to get their cotton out of the country before it was captured.
King, Kennedy, and Stillman wanted to get that cotton across the river before it was confiscated. At the same time, over at what they call the Brazos de Santiago, which is basically the port of entry out there, they had an ambitious Union officer, and he wanted to run for office. Well, you do that after war only by claiming some victory, so he's going to capture all this cotton.
Today, visitors can get a flavor of the history of both nations when they follow the path of those soldiers to the Rio Grande Valley. Traveling the countryside in Brownsville, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.